Earlier this year, NPR invited students across the country to create a podcast about anything they wanted and to enter it in NPR's Student Podcast Challenge. Teachers helped them. We got 6,000 entries. This morning, we have one of our two winners. It's from a group of eighth grade girls in the Bronx. From Bronx Prep Middle School, NPR's Alyssa Nadworny has the story.
It took the girls a few meetings to figure out what they wanted to talk about.
At first, we thought we were going to do immigration or talk about the LGBTQ.
A few of us were on our periods at the time. Yeah. And so we were talking about, like, we were like, oh my God, this happened today.
We were all just ranting.
And then we were like, why don't we just talk about that?
Without realizing it, they had landed on a winning idea. They called their podcast Shh, Periods. The creation of seven 13- and 14-year-olds. Middle schoolers who come from different friend groups and different backgrounds. Their families are from places like Ghana, the Dominican Republic, and Puerto Rico. And together, on Thursdays after school, they researched, wrote, recorded, and edited their podcast. Here's students Jasmine Acosta and Litzy Encarnacion.
67% of female students polled at Bronx Prep Middle School said that they feel uncomfortable discussing their periods at school because it's not anybody's business.
We're still in middle school at this point, but the problem gets even larger when we take it out into the community, when it's grown women trying to support their families.
The podcast gets into the stigma of talking about periods, the many code words we use for it, and the stress of the pink tax. That's when products geared towards women are more expensive.
Low-income women struggle to meet basic necessities because they don't have the resources to take care of themselves and their bodies.
The girls drew on their own experience with periods. Eighth grade podcaster Ashley Amankwa explains.
The boys, especially in our class, it's like they always make fun of periods. Even the teachers, they feel something wrong about periods.
When they were making the podcast, the girls say some of their teachers would make a face or get squirmy when they learned about their topic. When they'd meet after school, they'd be constantly moving to different classrooms, trying to find quiet spaces where they could openly talk about trying to hide a tampon in their tight jean pockets or bleeding through their pants, all without making the staff feel uncomfortable. Their middle school, nestled among apartment buildings in the South Bronx, is not the most period-friendly place, they say. 13-year-old Kathleen Restitujo brings us to the girls' bathroom.
Yeah, it's here.
And reads from a flyer taped to a stall door.
Okay, it says, how to properly dispose feminine products. The first one's, do make sure no one views or handles product. It's not even saying the word pad, it just says product. Just like, don't let anyone see that you are on your period.
14-year-old Raizelle Febles doesn't want to hide her period anymore.
Oh, you're on your period, but you're not really supposed to mention it. You're supposed to keep it a secret, and you kind of are ashamed for having it, which sucks because it's something so natural and so normal, and it happens to every woman.
There's even a school-wide code word, so girls don't have to say pad or tampon. Instead, they have to call it marshmallow.
We heard something about something called, like, marshmallow.
Oh, my God, yes. I will speak of this.
If we want a pad and we don't have it, we have to go to the main office. We have to ask for a marshmallow.
It shouldn't be like, oh, I need a marshmallow or I need a pad. It should just be like, I need a pad. I'm on my period.
Carolyn Abreu and Raizelle Febles say the podcast has been a sort of liberation. Finally, a group of girls where it's not a big deal to leak out your pad. And it's celebrated when you ask to borrow a tampon. It took a bit, says Casey Abad. At first, talking about periods really made her feel uncomfortable. But then she learned,
what happens to me happens to all these girls, too. It made me feel more comfortable. Maybe like, oh, wow, Caroline bled through. I bled through before. And it makes me feel more, like, safe.
It's something amazing when you're like, wow, I'm really not alone in this. This is something that I maybe felt weird about, and now I don't have to. Like, what a relief.
That's why we made this podcast, because we wanted to make it a normal subject.
Exactly. That. And these girls, they have some idea about how to change things in their school. Here's Litzy Encarnacion.
First of all, when we have those yearly talks about hygiene and stuff, they always separate the girls and the boys. The girls talk about periods and vaginal hygiene. The boys talk about whatever they talk about. But we're never informed about the opposite sex. But I think that if they are informed about periods, it would be less awkward.
Exactly.
They also think the girls' bathroom should have free pads and tampons. Their middle school principal says he's open to their suggestions. And the girls say, really, anything to make middle school a tad bit easier.
What is it like to be 13?
Insecurities, insecurities, insecurities is the only way I have to say. Like, it's at an all-time high, I think.
Plus, Caroline says,
being a female 13-year-old, is a whole nother thing because it's like we're put on a stage. And sometimes it really breaks us down.
Litzy says people don't ask 13-year-olds what they think.
I'm not even going to lie, though. That was actually my first reaction when we started doing this. Like, no one's going to listen to us because we're still young. And they probably think that we don't know what we're talking about.
And then, a few weeks ago, their teacher, Shaitaz Haq, gathered them together in the hall for a big announcement. She recorded it on her phone.
So, ladies, here's the news. Listen. So there were 5,700 entries from middle and high school, and the results came in, and we won middle school.
There was screaming and hugging and lots of tears.
Ms. Hawk was just crying, and I was like, Ms. Hawk, don't make me cry. Like, you're making me cry.
It was just so much in that moment when we found out we won.
And Litzy, who thought, we're just 13. No one asks our opinion.
I was like, whoa. So they actually do listen. I was like, wow.
The best part that we won this is that we are people of color from the Bronx. I feel like that was just the best part of all of this, that now you have a bunch of people of color that are all female that are shining light to your city.
And the fact that we're all very passionate about this topic and we're not just doing it just to win, but we want to do it to spread, like, you know, knowledge is really, like, good. And I'm so happy.
As we wind down, the girls ask if they can end the interview with the word period. It's a thing now, they say. So let me get out of the way.
We are the ladies of Bronx Prep Middle School, period!
Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News, New York.